This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The weekend attack on a village in northeast Nigeria blamed on Boko Haram left at least 110 people dead. This is the latest from the UN humanitarian coordinator in-country speaking Sunday. Edward Callan also said that the Saturday massacre was the most violent direct attack against innocent civilians this year. The victims were reportedly among laborers from Sokoto State in northwestern Nigeria, roughly 1,000 kilometers away, who had traveled to the northeast to find work. Nigeria's president condemned the attack, which took place as voters went to the polls in long-delayed local elections in Borno State. The polls had been repeatedly postponed because of an increase in attacks by Boko Haram and a rival dissident faction with allegiance to the Islamic State. Also in Nigeria, the national electricity grid collapsed on Sunday. The Transmission Company of Nigeria said in a statement, power outages in Nigeria, the most populous nation in Africa, are common, but a system collapse is unusual. Iranian officials continue to blame Israel for Friday's killing of a nuclear scientist. But what will they do about it? AP Shelley Adler reports.
Retired U.S. Navy Admiral Bill McRaven says retaliation is on the way.
The Iranians are going to be in a position where they have to retaliate. I don't see any way around it. They're going to have to save face. And so now the issue becomes, what does that retaliation look like? Does that then begin to escalate the problems in the region? And that's not going to be good for anybody.
As for what country Iran will focus on?
Iran, either suspects or knows that Israel was responsible for this attack. And then, of course, kind of by association, they're going to assume that we either collaborated with it or, at a minimum, were witting of the Israelis' actions.
Nick Raven spoke on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
This is VOA News. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows U.S. COVID-19 cases have swollen to more than 13 million, with more than 266,000 Americans having died of infections. And the nation's top infectious disease expert says it's not getting better anytime soon. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
There almost certainly is going to be an uptick because of what has happened with the travel.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Dr. Anthony Fauci says Thanksgiving is going to have a lasting impact on the numbers.
When you have the kind of inflection that we have, it doesn't all of a sudden turn around like that. So clearly in the next few weeks, we're going to have the same sort of thing, and perhaps even 2 or 3 weeks down the line.
As for Christmas,
I don't see a relaxation of the kind of recommendations and restrictions that we've made.
Fauci says basic steps, masks, social distancing, hand washing, remain the best way to contain the spread, and help is on the way in the form of a vaccine. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Coven, dubbed the world's loneliest elephant after languishing alone for years in a Pakistani zoo, is ready for his flight to a sanctuary in Cambodia and the much-needed company of other elephants. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The mammoth task of getting him into a metal box for transport took several hours, perhaps the most crucial step in rescuing him from the dire conditions he's lived in for 35 years. Following the loss of his mate in 2012, Kavan would spend his days throwing his head from side to side, a sign of boredom and misery in an elephant. Martin Bauer is a spokesman for Four Paws International.
We'll have finally a family after all this year.
American singer and actress Cher also arrived in Islamabad last week, following her long-standing efforts to raise awareness about rescuing Kavan from the zoo. Cher's animal welfare group, Free the Wild, has worked with Four Paws to relocate Kavan, a mission that's cost about $400,000. I'm Sarah Bassett.
More than 10,000 turkeys will be culled at a British farm after a bird flu outbreak was confirmed by the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. The flu was identified among 10,500 turkeys at a farm in northern England. Officials said with all the fowl to be culled to prevent a spread. The actor who played the Star Wars Darth Vader character has died at age 85. David Prowse, the British actor behind the villain's menacing black mask, passed away yesterday morning, his agent said today. May the force be with him always, the agent told the BBC. Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker in the series, tweeted that he was so sad to hear David Prowse had passed. He was a kind man and much more than Darth Vader. This is VOA News.